New York Times journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones will join the faculty at Howard University, a historically black college in Washington, D.C. Hannah-Jones won a Pulitzer Prize for her work on the Times 1619 project. The University of North Carolina offered her a professorship, but unlike her white predecessors, she was denied tenure. After an outcry, UNC did offer tenure, but Hannah-Jones turned it down and is headed to Howard instead. In this commentary, Wellesley College Assistant Professor Kelly Carter-Jackson says the number of black women in tenured positions remains disproportionately low, and Hannah-Jones' saga is far from unique.
When a Pulitzer Prize, a MacArthur Genius Award, and transformative, field-changing scholarship are not enough to obtain job security, all academics should rightly be concerned. For black academics like myself, Nicole Hannah-Jones's tenure denial is not just the canary in the coal mine. It reflects a continued legacy of blocking work that aims to upend white supremacy. For years, statistics reflecting abysmally low numbers of black faculty at institutions of higher learning have circulated, and the problems of recruitment, retention, and representation impact black women scholars most acutely. Indeed, most American colleges and universities only have a handful of tenured black female scholars, if any. I have experienced these challenges firsthand. Despite how often I was told, "You graduated from an Ivy League PhD program, you'll get a job." It took years to obtain a tenure track position after I earned my doctorate. During that time, I was teaching 4 classes per semester at a university best known for its basketball program. I was offered $32,000 a year when the average starting salary at the time was $50,000. And despite the fact that I'm an American historian, I was made to teach courses in world and Western civilization. Student evaluations questioned my intelligence and even dissected my wardrobe. I pushed back where I could, but it was difficult. Out of over 500 faculty members, I was the only African-American woman teaching in the college. So I'm thrilled to know that Nicole Hannah-Jones will be teaching at my undergraduate alma mater, Howard University. From their beginnings, historically black colleges and universities have been safe havens from oppression. I went to Howard to learn uninhibited by racism. And while I was there for the first time, I felt free. Howard also equipped me to face a world that would be openly hostile to my intelligence, talent, and skills. Although I am equipped, the fight is exhausting. In a statement to UNC, Hannah-Jones wrote that, quote, "For too long, powerful people have expected the people they have mistreated and marginalized to sacrifice themselves to make things whole. The burden of working for racial justice is laid on the very people bearing the brunt of the injustice, and not the powerful people who maintain it. I say to you, I refuse," end quote. And to that I say, amen. Nicole Hannah-Jones' choice is not a game or a PR stunt. It's freedom.